Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The suspect in the murder of two doctors in South Boston last weekend is being held without bail after being arraigned in his hospital bed. Prosecutors say there's no known motive for why the suspect, Bampumin Teixeira, allegedly killed Dr. Richard Field and Dr. Lena Bolaños. Despite earlier police statements, prosecutors say there's no evidence the suspect knew the victims. As WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, those who do know the victims are still struggling with the news of their murders.
Family, friends, and the hundreds of patients who relied on Drs. Bolaños and Field are anxious to try and understand why someone would kill two people who brought joy to many. If it weren't for Dr. Field, Jeffrey McDowell says he might not be walking today.
He was a magic man with that needle.
And, says McDowell, a good listener, a really kind man.
I've seen a few doctors, and I haven't met one quite with his personality. He wasn't a snooty doctor. He was a down-to-earth type of guy.
McDowell, an ex-Marine, had been seeing Dr. Field to treat spinal injuries for about 4 years. At his most recent appointment in March, McDowell, who says he's not the sentimental type, couldn't resist showing Dr. Field a little love.
I gave him a hug. I said, thank you. That's time I saw him.
Andrea Usman says she'll remember all the laughs she shared with her first cousin, Lena Bolaños. The two women grew up together in Colombia, where Usman says the family hoped to bury the doctor who made them so proud. Usman, who is pregnant, talked to her cousin last week, and Bolaños showed off things she'd bought for the baby. Lena wasn't a human being. She was an angel that God gave to our family to make us happy and leave us with many teachings in spite of her short life on this earth. Colleagues at the Boston hospitals where Bolaños trained as a pediatric anesthesiologist describe a shining star, a woman who was hardworking, sincere, and lots of fun. She calmed children and parents alike. Dr. Aman Kalra is chief of pediatric anesthesia at Tufts Medical Center and was Bolaños' mentor when she did a one-year fellowship at the hospital 7 years ago.
Thinking of Lena, someone, you know, full of energy, always a delight to work with. You could rely on her even in the most difficult of circumstances.
Which you might say is what Tufts staff faced this weekend when they realized the trauma patient who'd come into the ER on Friday night was the suspect in the death of Lena Bolaños and Richard Field. Now, says Dr. Kalra, all those who knew the two doctors are looking for answers, although some details about the brutal murders are compounding grief.
It'll be a while before we can really get over this thing. It's very distressing for a lot of people.
Grief counselors are available to colleagues at the clinics and hospitals where Bolaños and Field touched many lives. There was an informal gathering yesterday at Mass Eye and Ear, where Bolaños practiced. More formal services for the doctors will be finalized in the next day or two. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.